Thank you for joining us tonight with the Hour of Power with Apostle Wade. We will be with you shortly.
God provides, so why do I worry about my life? When you come to my rescue a thousand times, every other voice is a lie. God provides, God provides in ways I can't explain and can't deny. The little that I have, he multiplies. Just when I feel he won't show up on time, God provides. He'll come through when the clouds of doubt rain down on you and test everything you thought you knew.
Into the life of an apostle, there you can do so two ways. You can call me 302-401-8574. We can do a transaction over the phone, or you can mail it to her. That mailing address is 2144 Kimball, spelled K-I-M-B as in boy, A-L-L circle, Virginia Beach, Virginia 23455. And if you didn't catch the address, again, you can call my phone number and I can give it to you. Okay, we're going to go ahead on in. Bring in the apostle. Apostle Wade, your microphone is live.
Praise the Lord, everybody. God bless you. God bless you. And God bless you. I pray all is well for you on this Tuesday. I'm grateful to God to be here with you. We thank God for Pastor Patricia Benjamin. If you missed it last night, she had a phenomenal program on last night. There was a dear prophet on there, and the word was rich. It was really a blessing. And so, and I thank God for being a part of that. And so I'm going to try to remember. I think that she has another prophetic service coming up in about 2 months. I think she's skipping June, and she's skipping July, and she's having one in August. And so I'm going to be mindful to get that information out. I know that I've been really busy, and so I don't think that I sent that out to anybody. So forgive me if I did not post it on my Facebook page or text anybody about it, because I try to make sure that we know all of what they're doing so that we can support it. And then if Pastor Benjamin is on the call before we close, I want her to come back on, because there is going to be a rebroadcast of yesterday, and she can give you the details of the rebroadcast of that particular service. So I will check and see, and then if not, then I will text the information or email it, and then you can go to whenever it's going to be rebroadcast, or you always can go to the archives and pull it up and look at it on that way. But we thank God for her, Dr. Gregory Scott, and certainly Glory United Ministries for the work that they are doing in the kingdom of God. We are grateful to God also for Pastor Gwen Merrill. Continue to pray for her as she goes through some processes that we know God will bring her out on top on. Well, I'm going to share with you on tonight, and I always say that we're not going to be long, and then things shift, but we're probably not going to be long tonight, only because the internet keeps cutting out. It just went out on me just now, but I have part of my page up. And so hopefully the radio portion will stay up, because the internet keeps going in and out. But I want to share with you what it is that the Lord had given to me. I was just thinking about praise. You know, I got today, I got several praise reports from different people, people that were going through surgery, or someone that has been battling cancer, and how the chemo had been making them sick, and just a lot of different things. Now, let me check. Rhonda, can you still hear me? I need you to come on the air and tell me, because my phone is showing I'm disconnected. Okay. Okay, great. My phone is showing that it was disconnected. I'm sorry. And so certainly we want to thank God, along with those people and the praise reports that I received from people coming out of surgery, and you know, those people that have been going through some chemo processes and cataract surgery, and you know, just all amount of things that people have been going through. But God gets the glory in the midst of it. Somebody else, I think I read on Facebook, Rachel put a post up there about getting a raise. And so we just thank God for just all that he is doing, that God is faithful. You know, the old saints of old used to say that he's a doctor when you need him, and he's a lawyer in a courtroom. And I believe that. I believe that God is all things to us, amen, and we ought to be all things unto him. Give him honor and glory and bless his name. What I'm going to share on tonight, I'm going to read it, basically talking about praise. You know, just give you what it is that the Lord was giving me about praise as I got these praise reports on today, and just sharing with you about praise. I want you to make a note about Ephesians, the first chapter, and all the way down to maybe, let's see, the ninth verse. Ephesians, the first chapter, verses 1 through 9. And I am reading from the New Living Translation, and this is what the New Living Translation says. It says, this letter is from Paul, chosen by the will of God to be an apostle of Christ Jesus. I am writing to God's holy people in Ephesus who are faithful followers of Christ Jesus. May God our Father and the Lord Jesus Christ give you grace and peace. All praises to God, the Father of the Lord of our Lord Jesus Christ, who has blessed us with spirit, with every, don't let me forget that, with every spiritual blessing in heavenly realms, because we are united with Christ. Even before he made the world, God loved us and chose us to be holy and without fault in his eyes. God decided in advance to adopt us into his own family by bringing us to him through Jesus Christ. This is what he wanted to do, and it gave him great pleasure. Amen. Somebody ought to just shout right there and say, God chose me, and he did it. He chose me because he wanted to choose me, and it gave him great pleasure. And the thing about it is, when you look at adoption in the natural, you know, a lot of times when children are adopted, they have a written file that goes along with them. So the adoptive parents, even before meeting the child, can read the file and read something about the kid and know exactly what's going on. And then they can make what they think is an informed decision about the child. And if they want it, they can choose that if it's a good child, they want it. If it's a child that maybe is not so good, they can choose whether they want it. But, you know, the thing about it with God, he knew all things about us. And according to the word, he said he chose us no matter what, no matter what we did, no matter what we will do. He chose us because he knew us. He knew what was in our file. He knew what was recorded, amen, because he was the God that witnessed it all. He was the God that created us. He witnessed everything. He gave us power and authority to make decisions. He knew we would make the right decision, the wrong decision, when we would stand firm or go astray, when we would believe or operate in disbelief, amen, when we forgive or live in unforgiveness. He knew all of those things about him. But according to Ephesians 1 and 5, it still gave him great pleasure to adopt us. And I'm so glad he did. Amen. Verse 6 says, so we praise God for the glorious grace he has poured out on us who belong to his dear son. He is so rich in kindness and grace that he purchased our freedom with the blood of his son and forgave our sins. And I tell you, he paid the ultimate price. Listen, he paid the ultimate price, and he forgave. He forgave our sins. That means past tense. That means if you do something tomorrow that's sinful, all you got to do is have a talk with him because he's already forgiven you. Amen. You just go have a talk to him and say, God, I'm acknowledging what I did, my mess up, my fault, whatever it is, but I'm reminded that you chose me. You took pleasure in choosing me, amen, and that it says in verse 7 that your riches in kindness and grace, because it was purchased, amen, our freedom was purchased by way of the blood of Jesus Christ, and our sins were already forgiven. And so, God, I thank you for those things. These are praise moments when we begin to really look at the things that the God that we believe in has already done for us. Amen. These are praise moments. Amen. Praise needs to be increasing daily in our life. Amen. If we just remember who we are and remember whose we are. Verse number 8 says, he has showered his kindness on us along with all wisdom and understanding. Let me read that again. He has showered his kindness. I mean, God gave his kindness on us. It's showered. It's poured all on us along with all wisdom. He poured his wisdom on us. Amen. Tell somebody you can make informed decisions. He poured his wisdom on us and understanding. Glory to God. He positioned us. There are things that we can understand. You got to put your mind to it. Activate your mind. Activate the gifts of God that's on the inside of you. Why? Because he showered you with his kindness. Amen. He has showered us with his kindness. It's all over us, along with all wisdom and understanding. Verse 9 says this, God has now revealed to us his mysterious plan regarding Christ, a plan to fulfill his own good pleasure. Glory to God. And I'm going to stop right there. I really, verses, I want you to pay very close attention to verses number 6, 7, and 8 when you go back and you read that. But just remind yourself that these are opportunities we're in, that we are to have regular praise moments. Amen. Praise and worship should be a part of our everyday life just as much as, you know, eating or drinking water. Whatever it is that you know you have to have every day, praise and worship should absolutely be a part of it. And so I want to read these little points to you about the benefits when we live or when we thrive on praise and worship, when we begin to activate the praise and worship of our Lord in our life. Amen. Praise helps us to honor. Praise helps us to honor, worship, and give maximum glory to God, amen, who deserves it all. And all of these points are based on Ephesians 1:1-6, I believe it is. I think I stopped at 6, 1-6. Amen. Praise helps us to complete God's primary purpose for creating us. Amen. It is impossible to know the will of God without the true worship. And I made a note here that says, go and read John 4:24. Praise helps us to understand our own identity, privileges, and responsibilities. Praise helps us to fully appreciate and appropriate God's grace and goodness, amen, and the goodness of his peace. Praise helps us to gain a richer sense of spiritual, mental, emotional, social, and physical tranquility. Yes, we all need that. Amen. Praise until you feel better. Amen. Until your emotions become stable. Until you experience that woosah moment, that stress-free moment. Praise God until those things begin to happen in your life. Praise helps us to gain a greater awareness of how enriched we are through God's blessing because of whatever he's done. Amen. Praise would help us to get that awareness. Praise helps us feel greater security in his everlasting love that he chose us for his creation. Remember Ephesians 4. Amen. He chose us. God made an informed decision. He had a meeting with himself and said, this is good. Amen. Cheryl, it's good. Whatever your first name is, yes, it's good. I'm choosing this. Amen. It's all good. It's my decision, and I have the final say-so, and it gives me peace. Glory to God. And you praise him for that. Begin to praise God daily because you are God's choice. You're to begin to say that to yourself. No matter my mistakes, no matter where I fall short, I am God's choice. No matter when I get weary, no matter when my faith begins to drag low, I am God's choice. Begin to speak that until it becomes so real in your spirit. Amen. And praise will develop out of your awareness of who you are because God chose you. Praise helps us have greater self-esteem, knowing that God picked us out for himself. Glory to God. Hallelujah. Amen. Why? He picked the best of the best when he picked me. How about you? That's what you got to begin to say to yourself. Speak prophetically to yourself. Talk to yourself. Amen. Raise your own esteem, how you see yourself, how you view yourself. Amen. Get in your mind that you want a greater self-esteem. Amen. Knowing that God picked you out for himself. Praise helps us give greater incentive to live our lives in holiness and consecration. Praise helps us live lives that are blameless, pure, and wholly devoted to God. Praise helps us live our lives, amen, that are blameless, pure, and wholly devoted unto God. Praise humbles us. Yes, it does. When we worship God, amen, we gain a right view of ourselves. Praise deflates excess pride and egos. When you begin to praise God, it'll humble you. Your pride will go down and your praise will go up. Your ego will begin to shift because people, if you've ever heard the term egomaniacs believe that everything begins and ends with them. But praise will remind you that that is not so. Amen. We gain a healthier self-image based on God's view of us. By removing pride, praise strengthens us against all temptation. Hello, somebody. All means all. Amen. By removing pride, puffed up chest, puffed up attitude, puffed up ego. Amen. By humbling yourself. Amen. And the praise beginning to release out of your mouth. Praise will give you strength. Amen. And it will allow you to stand through anything that will tempt you. Glory to God. Amen. Any temptation, and a lot of times we speak of temptation, we think about the thing that I'm not supposed to have, I don't need, but I'm tempted, and now I feel drawn to it. And so praise will begin to strengthen you in those moments. Praise helps us to share with others the rich blessings that can be theirs through Christ. Praise helps us to understand our inherent entitlement, our inherited entitlements in Christ. That means praise will help you to understand, amen, your rights and your benefits. Can I tell you, you have a benefit package, glory to God. And so praise, when you begin to praise, I'm a shot. When you begin to praise God, it will help you to know, hey, I got a benefits package here. And so because I got a benefits package, it's time for me to look into my benefits package and begin to praise God for what I see. It's just like on a job. Honey, people that have good benefits packages on their job, they don't mind going to the doctor. Why? Because they know the mama shot. Because they know the benefit says that it's going to be taken care of. Glory to God. That's what we have in God. That we begin to look into those things and who he is and what he says and what he'll do and what he has done and what he will release and what he'll bring to us. And we begin to praise him even though we haven't begun to review the entire package. Amen. Some people don't know all that their benefits packages contain, but when they just get a sense, when they get an awareness, when they can read one line or a sentence or a paragraph that will give them something, there's something inside of them that will cause them to get excited. That when you had a toothache, and there's some way, I read somewhere that I had a dental insurance, that right there make them get excited. And then when they read the benefits, glory to God, hallelujah, then when they understand, amen, that they can go and get that tooth taken care of, they can begin to celebrate. It's the same thing with our God. Hallelujah. The God that will make us prosper, the God that promised us wealth, the God that promised us health, amen, the God that wants to use us and lead us and guide us, the God that wants us to be entrepreneurs, and he wants us to have healthy relationships and have healthy lives and healthy mindsets, the God that wants us to be happy. Hello, somebody. Those are part of the benefit package. And so we've got to begin to praise God for those things. Praise reminds us that we are created to be the witness of him. Glory to God. We're a witness of him. We begin to praise God and tell folk of his goodness and who he is. And then don't just tell them with your mouth. Tell them with your life. Glory to God. You can't, if somebody walk up to you and they ask you, amen, and they see you, and you're supposed to be an example, your life should be a praise report in itself. Amen. That if every time they see you and you're looking down and confused, amen, they're not going to get that report. Amen. But let something on the inside begin to speak to you, that when the words don't come out of your mouth, that there's something on the inside of you that will cause people to look at you and still know that you're blessed, know that things are all right. That's why I tell people all the time, and I was telling my little niece, I said, listen, baby, I said, whenever you go out, she said, I'm having a bad day, I just don't feel it, you know, I don't feel like doing my hair, I don't do anything. And she was going out the door, I said, wait a minute, no, you cannot present yourself like that, because you are the message right now. And so you got to change the message that is showing up on your life, that just because you have a bad day, don't forget the benefits. Amen. Don't forget the blessings. Don't forget the things that are old promise or being released to you. Don't forget that where you are today is not where you'll be tomorrow. Don't forget that change is inevitable. Don't forget those things. And so go back and begin to redress yourself. You take time and comb your hair. You take time and fix your clothes. Glory to God. And you let the outer you, amen, be a part of your praise report. That when you see me, I look good and I look all as well. And that's a part of my praise. And I'm going to allow that thing to begin to settle in my spirit. Glory to God. Remember, actions speak louder than words. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Actions speak louder than words. And so when you can't say it, amen, can you look the part? That's for somebody on this call. Can you look the part? Can you look the part? They say, I'm blessed. There's a song that used to say, I'm blessed, better than blessed. Praise the Lord. I'm blessed, better than blessed. Praise the Lord. I may not have, glory to God, houses in a land. I may not have, amen, all of my strength and health. But when I begin to look and I know I'm mixing up the words, amen, I can still say, amen, that I'm blessed. Glory to God. And then I believe there was a part of the song where it began to talk about that there was a time when I complained because I didn't have no shoes until I saw a man that had no feet to use. Glory to God. But then I remembered, hallelujah, when I saw him in his lower state, that my estate wasn't like that. And so I realized that I'm blessed. Come on, there's always opportunity to praise God. Praise relieves us from guilt, shame, amen, and the weight of the sin, amen, the weight of sin. When you begin to praise God, the stuff you did, you can praise your way to change. You can praise your way until your memories begin to shift, until your desire to do what you used to do is no longer there. You can praise yourself into a whole place, amen, where your sins will not overtake you, but you will overtake and crush the very thing, glory to God, that continues to tempt you, draw you, and bring you back, amen, because praise will bring about relief in your life. Praise reveals our devotion to God. If I love Christ, I will praise him. If he is first in my life, I will honor him with praise and thanksgiving. Praise establishes our faith. That's a good one. Praise establishes our praise, our faith. The more you praise him, the more you'll realize he's worthy to be praised. The greater we see our God, the smaller we see our problems. Let me read that one again. Praise establishes our faith. Yes, I'm a believer. The greater we see our God, he is a big God, the smaller we see our problems. Wait, that problem just left here. It's no longer troublesome, worrisome. It's no longer my focal point. Glory to God. I can see other things now. It's just like going to the eye doctor and you see that eye chart on the wall. Glory to God. And the doctor says, look straight ahead. Don't look to the left. Don't look to the right. Look straight ahead. Then sometimes he says, I'm going to cover one eye and I just need you to use one eye, but look straight ahead. I need you to tell me what you see on the wall. Glory to God. Amen. In other words, he's saying you got to focus, because I realize it's easy for you to see that big giant E for some people. Amen. To see that big giant E that's on that chart. He said, but can you go down a little further where it may be a little harder and you may have to strain a little bit, but can you see? And it's the same way with us. Can you see that when you begin to praise, amen, you got to focus a little harder, that God, I may not see what I want to see, and I may not see all that I'm supposed to see, but I'm going to stay focused, and I'm going to look straight towards your promises, and while I'm looking, I'm going to have a praise in my spirit, a praise on my mind, a praise in my heart, and a praise on my lips, because I realize that the praise is going to establish my faith. Glory to God. Praise elevates our emotions. Worry, fear, and doubt cannot survive long in an atmosphere of praise. Let me say that one again. Praise elevates our emotions. Amen. Worry, fear, and doubt cannot survive long in an atmosphere of praise. Lord, that's a good one right now. Hallelujah. If you want to see a difference in your life, then you got to have a life with praise. Amen. That when the challenging days and the rough days, or when you need a plan, you may not even have a challenging or a rough day. You might just say, God, there's something in my heart I want to do, and so I need to know how to put it together. Amen. Find yourself, amen, in a place where you'll begin to praise him. Can I tell you, you can praise God anywhere. You can praise him at work. People make the mistake of thinking that praise is only when you jump up and down and you move your feet back and forth. Amen. But praise ought to be the fruit of your lips. Amen. There is something when you're at work you can praise. You don't have to have it all loud and screaming and shouting. Glory to God. After all, you're talking to God. He ain't tone deaf. Amen. That if you cannot, the song used to say, if I cannot say a mumbling word, then I'll just wave my hand. Can I tell you, praise can hit your left arm and it'll shoot over to your right arm. Glory to God. It's just saying, God, right now in this moment, hallelujah, amen, my faith is established in you and I am blessing you because I know that you are the revealer of all things and that whatever, God, I need to hear from you, it's going to come as I clear the airwaves, amen, as I clear what's been going in and out of my ear by way of praising you so that nothing else can trip me up. Glory to God. Praise makes the difference. We've got to commit ourselves to praise and commit ourselves to fellowship, amen, so that we can experience the fullness, glory to God, the fullness of the things of God, and then we will continue to understand what Ephesians 7 says, that he is so rich in kindness and grace, that he purchased us for our freedom, amen, with the blood of Jesus as he gave, amen, as he forgave our sins, that he showed us his kindness and he showered us with kindness, amen, along with wisdom and understanding that God has now revealed to us, amen, his mysterious plan regarding Christ, a plan to fulfill his own goodness. Glory to God. Hallelujah. Amen. That God that we serve, amen, he's working. He chose us. He chose us. He made the decisions, amen. He made the decisions that, hey, look, I got you in this, amen. I've got you in this. In Ephesians 1 and 16, the word says, I've not stopped thanking God for you. Glory to God. Amen. I'm not. Amen. I've not stopped. Glory to God. There's a continuation. Amen. God has put all things under the authority of Christ and has made him head over all things for the benefit of us. Glory to God. He's doing this for us. I'm reading from New Living Translation. Amen. He's doing it for us. But you know, whenever you know that somebody is working, amen, in your behalf, there ought to be a celebration in your spirit. There ought to be a praise. Amen. There ought to be a glory to God. I want you to hit one on that phone. Amen. If you have a question, quick comment, or praise report. Question, quick comment, or praise report. I want you to press one on that phone. Amen. But just remember, there are benefits, amen, in praising God. The song that Rhonda played at the beginning of the program, it says, watch God provide. Woo! Yes, Lord Jesus. Watch God provide. Hallelujah. And I know that he'll do it. Listen, let me tell you something. While you press one, make sure you only press it once. If you're pressing more than once, it's going to keep canceling you out. Amen. And so just press it one, and Rhonda will go down the list and call the last four digits of your phone number. Amen. She'll call the last four digits of your phone number. Amen. But listen, watch God provide. Find a praise report. You know, I went out of town for ministry on this weekend, and I thank God, amen, to where I went, but, you know, something happened to me. All kinds of stuff, first of all, began to happen. It just seems that there was one thing after another, after another, after another, you know, from me leaving to getting there to, you know, trying to get out of Philadelphia Airport. I was in Philadelphia Airport for over 12. No, I was in Norfolk Airport for over 12 hours, 12 hours for an hour and a half flight. In there just kept being things occurring, and one thing after another after another, and I said, God, I said, I'm trusting you in the midst of this, you know, and I was so upset and angry because they didn't tell us what was going on. There was a security breach, and, you know, and then they moved you to the back side of the airport. Then you had to go in and walk across to get in. You're not even in the front of the airport to get in your gate. You didn't know what was going on. flights was canceled, and then they kept rolling people over to the next flight. Well, the problem with rolling people over to the next flight is that there were already people scheduled to be on that flight. So there are many of us that kept getting rolled, you know. And so, and I just said, God, you know, I don't know what is this, the meaning of this, but I thank you. And I watched people crying, and I watched people just say, just give me my luggage. I'm going back home, and, you know, people cursing out the people that were there. And I just, the Lord said, come away from that, and you begin to walk the floor and pray. And that's what I did, you know, for almost 12 hours. I walked and I went somewhere and I ate, you know, and I just found a song to begin to sing, because if I didn't, then I could have easily become one of those frustrated people to say, wait a minute, I had a ticket to get on this flight that left out of here early morning, and now it's late evening and I'm still here. And I said, God, I said, I thank you, because I know that there must be something. I'm not going to question. There were then when they were rolling us over to a flight, then there was some mechanical difficulty, and so the flight got shut down. And they kept saying, you know, you're probably not going to get on. You know, they were really nice. And so one young girl, she said to me, she said, you know, Miss Wade, you have worked my entire shift with me today. You've been here with me all day. I said, yeah, baby, that's the way it is. I said, you know, she said, you know, I don't know what we're going to do. You know, they're trying to get you on this flight. And it wasn't that I was the only person there. I was the person that was making the least noise to them about it. Now, I was sharing the same frustration, but I was not acting on my frustration where some of the other people were. And I said, okay, I said, you know, whatever, baby. So I'd already resolved in my mind, we're now at the last flight of the day. There are no more flights going out. If I can't get on this flight, I'm just going to catch an Uber, get over to Amtrak, buy me an Amtrak ticket, and get to where I got to go. And I said, God, I said, you know, I just trust you. And I just sat there, and the Lord said, go sit up in front of the desk. And so the girl came out. She said, Ms. Wade, I'm just so sorry. She said, I'm getting ready to go home. She turned to the girl. She said, I want y'all to try and get Ms. Wade on that flight. And the girl said, look, you know the flight is oversold. We cannot get Ms. Wade. We're sorry. We just can't get you on the flight. And so the young lady, they started making an announcement, and the flight was oversold. They were paying people $700. To get the flight, to not get on that flight, because they had tickets paid, but the flight was oversold. Because what happens is, even though you have a ticket on there, if there's a VIP in the company that needs to get on that flight, no matter what you pay for your ticket, you're going to get bumped out. How about that happen like 3 or 4 times during the flight? But it is God, we just trust in you. So the people got paid off. They went on. They were coming back the next day to fly. And then they announced that all seats were sold. There was no room on the flight. And I just sat there. I was getting ready to call me an Uber so that I can get over to the train station. And so as soon as I did, the young lady said, she said, Miss Wade, come here. She didn't make an answer. She said, come here. And I said, yes, honey. She said, go run down there. I said, what? She said, go run down there. And I'm looking at her. She said, no, it's okay. Follow her and run down there. I said, baby, I don't have no ticket. She said, you don't need one. And so when I go and I run, she said, the lady that was in front of me said, 1D is the seat you go to and sit down in. And I said, okay. She said, you're going to thank this guy later. There was a pilot on the plane who was off duty, and he was flying somewhere else. He was in seat 1D. We had the pilot that was flying the plane, but there was no co-pilot in the other seat. The pilot gave up his seat and flew in the cockpit with the pilot, so that I could take a seat. And I said, God, I thank you, because you will make unusual ways for your people to be blessed. And this whole weekend, when I tell you it was a journey, I had my daughter to bring some things up that I needed. It took them almost the same amount of time to get there. The car broke down. Then the car broke down again. And it's like, oh, God, what is going on? We're having to buy radiators and put parts on the car and to get them where. But through it all, I never got angry. I just said, I'm going to trust you, God, no matter what. And can I tell you, I believe this, that when the enemy sees that he cannot ruffle your feathers because you have positioned yourself in praise to say, God, I'm not getting upset about this, because if I praise it, it's not going to be as big. And I'm going to praise it until the overwhelming feeling that I have to be emotional about a negative situation that is going to disappear. And so I just continue to thank God. Thank you for getting my babies here. God, thank you that we had the money to get it done. Thank you that we got there. They finally made it to the hotel in Dover. Car broke down again. God, we're trusting you in all things. And can I tell you, God is faithful. And then we got the other mechanic there. Mechanic came from Pastor Franklin's church. God bless his heart. Amen. And so he said he brought the part to the car, fixed the car. Glory to God. And then said, Apostle, how much I owe you? And I started laughing. I said, honey, how much I owe you? He said, no, ma'am, how much I owe you? And I said, you don't owe me nothing. I need to pay you for this part and how much you charged me to fix my daughter's car. He said, oh, no, ma'am. He said, you the prophet. I can't take no money for you. He said, but I feel I owe you something. So how much money I owe you? I said, you don't owe me anything. He said, well, let me slide this in your hand and I'm gone. He paid me to fix her car. Come on, somebody. My praise and my worship kept me grounded in God. So that again he showed up in an unusual manner from somebody that gave up their seat, amen, to somebody else paying me for their services. He showed up in an unusual way. And can I tell you, when the enemy could not upset me and take me from the place of praise, he thought he'd try one more time. And so this time he decides that the money that I got while ministering in Delaware, the honorarium that I got for ministering in Delaware, that it would completely disappear out of my purse. Don't know where it's at, don't have seen the check, don't know what happened, but my faith was not shaken. Because I said, God, I'm a shit. I said, God, you're just setting me up for something unusual. You're setting me up for something greater. You're setting me up for a better blessing. Amen. Don't know where the check is. Don't know what's going on. They stopped payment on the check today because we have no idea where it went to. But all I know that if I make God bigger than some lost money, hello, somebody. If I make God bigger than my need, glory to God, amen, then I will see, I can calm myself and rest in the assurance that he will do exceedingly and abundantly, create unusual doors and unusual ways. He will bless me in manners that will blow even my own mind. So I don't have time to worry about the money that I don't have right now. All I know is I serve a God, hallelujah, amen, that is able to do the exceedingly and abundantly. So I'm going to praise him for that. Press 1. On that phone, glory to God, hallelujah. If you have a question, short comment, amen, that you would like to share or praise report, Sister Rhonda.
Okay, 2560, your microphone is live.
2560?
Yes. Okay.
Okay, 2560, if you will come back to you. If your phone is on mute, we'll come back.
5463, your microphone is live.
Amen. Praise God. I tell you, I enjoyed that, Pastor. I'm telling you, I just enjoyed the testimony. But Sister Rhonda, if you could do me a favor, I don't know when you can find it, but in the loop, you should be able to find Norman Hutchins' song. I'd like to dedicate that to the apostle. And the song is, It's Your Season to Be Blessed.
Yes.
God made
yes,
you a
God.
Promise and you stood the test.
Yes.
He'll open up
yes.
the window and pour
yes.
you out a blessing. It's your season to be
yes,
blessed.
Man.
I'm done.
Yes. Yes, God. Hallelujah. Rhonda, we're going to play that. We're going to go out on that. So make sure you find that. Amen. That was the great Pastor Patricia Benjamin. Amen. Love her to life. Rhonda.
There's no other numbers.
Go back to 2560.
Okay, no, they took it off, so
Amen. Praise God. Well, 2560, if you want to be heard, press 1. If anyone else, before we go off, amen. There's a song that praise is what I do. Amen. When I want to get close to you, can I tell you I want to be close to him? Draw me nearer. Amen. I want to be closer to him. Amen. And just have those times of praise. Amen. Rhonda, you trying to say something?
Yeah, they pressed the button again. So we're going to try 2560. Your microphone is live.
Apostle.
Yes.
This is Mother Bunkley.
Hey, Mom.
Hey, baby. I praise God for your uniqueness. Everything he has put in your hands to do, you do it uniquely. I thank God for how he put you in our lives just so you can minister to us. So that's my praise for tonight. Love you, Rhonda.
Amen. God bless you, Mother. Amen. Thank God for
love
her.
You too.
That's Mother Sonia Bunkley, amen, in Dover, Delaware. Love her to life, amen. Glory to God. That's the other mother that God gave me, and she is a jewel in my eyes, amen. I love her to life, and I thank God for her. Her and Dad have supported me for many years in ministry, and I just thank God for the push, along with James, amen, and Kimora. I thank God for the push that they always give me. Is there anyone else before we have turned it over to Rhonda? And Rhonda, you're going to play that song after you say whatever you need to say. We're going to play that song, and then that song, you can listen to it if you want. I'm going to listen to it, and then you can hang up at that. And that song is going to take us out. Amen. I'm not going to pray. I'm going to let that song prophesy to you. How about that? Amen. Prophesy to you. Wait, I need Pastor Benjamin to come back on first, though. I need to know, let us know about the rebroadcast yesterday.
Okay, Pastor Benjamin, your microphone is live.
5463, I think.
Yeah, her microphone is live. She just had to unmute.
Okay, it's live. I'm muted. I muted my phone. Yes, Pastor, you have a question?
Yes, I need you to tell them about the rebroadcast of the service from yesterday, when that's going to be.
Oh, my Lord, it's going to be on Sunday, July 2nd at 10 a.m., Blog Talk Radio, 213-943-3667, Dr. Mary M. Thomas is our preacher for the hour, and I tell you, we had church. I tell you, what she said, what's holding you? My God, my God. It was just beautiful how she talked about the woman pressing her way to get to Jesus.
Yeah.
It was just grand. I also received a phone call last night about 11 p.m. saying, who was the lady that talked to the preacher? I said, Apostle Wade, what was y'all doing? But anyhow, she said, I enjoyed her too. I said, well, you can hear her every Tuesday, sweetie. Y'all got the number. Use it. Mm-hmm.
Amen.
They're going to do like the offering. Give it all.
Give
I know that.
And you want it all too. Amen. Amen. Thank you so much. So if you listen to that, Rhonda, it's in your hand.
Okay. I'll drop my number one more time, 302-401-8574. You can call for the address or sow a seed into the life of the apostle. And here's Norman Hunches. It's your season.
Yes, God. Thank you, Jesus. Yes. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord.
Okay, it's playing low. Give me a moment.
Thank you, Jesus.
God made you a promise. You stood the test. He's gonna open your
window. Turn it back
up. It's your season. You'll be a blessing. Come on. It's your season, set.
Heaven,
for you are a blessing.
For you are a blessing.
It's feel. I'm blessed going out. I'm blessed coming in. He's gonna open the window and pour you out a blessing. It's your season. Oh God, truly blessed. Come on, it's your season, say.
Tonight with the Hour Power with the Pastor Wade. Have a good night.